Brazil is quickly descending into an authoritarian government by demanding censorship and punishing Elon Musk, both personally and his business, for not complying. You would think that maybe the Biden administration would speak out against this, but this is something they clearly want to do too. I feel like all Western governments are salivating that Brazil is doing what they want to do. They are fighting in the Supreme Court, the Biden administration is, for their right to do this very thing. As we speak, Brazil demanded that X shut down accounts that they didn't like, and Elon Musk refused. Here is Elon Musk in an X space just over the last 24 hours where he explains why.
What about things like the latest developments in Brazil and so on?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so the we kept getting these demands from Judge Alexander, that's his name on Twitter, at Alexander, and there would be to suspend accounts immediately. We were given typically 2 hours to suspend an account or face massive fines. And the final straw is we were being given demands to suspend sitting members of the parliament and major journalists. And moreover, we could not tell them that this was at the behest of Alexander Morales. We had to pretend that it was due to our rules of service. And that was the final straw, and we said no.
Now, the government is retaliating, saying that they will consider revoking Starlink contracts. Now, some are also reporting that ex-employees in Brazil have been warned that they too could be arrested. So is this really as scary as it seems? Well, joining me to discuss is Alexandre Guerreiro. He's a Portuguese legal and political expert with a large following in Brazil. So he joins us to discuss. His YouTube channel is also a great place for all of this context. Now, Alexandre, thank you for joining me. I want to say that as I've been following this, I read Portuguese at about a third grade level. So I'm hoping you can provide us with some extra context.
I hope so too. So what's wrong here on this case is that Brazil has some laws which basically they punish what's used to be called a hate speech. Now you ask, but what does the Brazilian law provides about hate speech, and to what extent can we consider a certain speech to be considered to be hateful? This is the $1 million question, because it's absolutely subject to the interpretation of the judge, of any judge, and of those who apply this same law. So that's one of the reasons why basically Elon Musk refuses to comply with such laws, because what X or Twitter, depending on of the person who now is watching this, prefers. But basically, they prefer to ban and to block or to censor specific contents that leaves no doubt, regardless if you are a left-wing or a right-wing supporter, that this was a hate speech. For example, some kind of hate against someone because of their race, some kind of speech that inspires others to go to violent behaviors against others. This kind of speech leaves no doubt. But when we enter the field where a specific court from a sovereign country demands X to block specific accounts just because they don't agree with what these accounts say, or with what these kind of, or what the followers of these accounts usually demonstrate in public, just because they don't agree, or they think it's harmful or it's not true, then you got into a sensitive aspect of all this problem. And that's where it started, the war, let me put the label like this, between Elon Musk and Brazil. But at the same time, we have, of course, something that we should think about, which is to what extent can a foreign company, regardless if they are a media or an internet company or a social media, whatever you want to call it, that can be considered to be more sovereign and can comply or not with the law of a specific country. This is the main question that we should do, because I understand and I have read Elon Musk's critics towards Alexandre de Moraes. What the decision was from Brazil was that if you don't accept to block these accounts, then you are disobeying court orders, which means that we need to block the access to X on Brazilian territory. So this is quite a strong statement by the Brazilian judiciary. But at the same time, we see that Elon Musk's statements in the social media and every kind of social media, also in X, what he usually does, and in the recent, most recent hours, has been against Alexandre de Moraes, trying almost to inspire to a rebellion in the country. This kind of speech from Elon Musk is seen in Brazil by many people as being able to inspire Brazilians to riot against their own government, because they will have to choose. If we want to have access to X and our freedom of speech is being by this time targeted by this kind of law supported by Lula da Silva's main friends, because Alexandre de Moraes was one of the closest friends of Lula da Silva, then we want to kick this government out of the power. So it's a very sensitive issue, but first we should think, to what extent can these kind of companies have more power and become more sovereign in sovereign countries?
Okay, that's a tough one then, because he's saying your elected officials are doing this, and they will, to Brazilian people, revoke your freedom of speech and your access to the rest of the world. And so, yes, I can see, but do they have, I guess I'm stumped by this, right? Because they have a right to access the global platform that is X, but you're right, then he has more power than their elected officials. So what are the nuances then with the Brazilian people? Can they see how they too are backed into a corner?
Well, yes. Basically, the choice between of these two options is quite tricky. And that's one of the reasons why, and I'm remembering the first things that you mentioned minutes ago, which was in Brazil, they did what here in the West, most of the countries don't have enough courage to do, which is to block a network like, or a company like X, like Meta, so on and so forth. They are not brave enough to take these kind of bold decisions, which means that they are afraid of the reaction of the public if they just dare to block the activity of such companies. And in the end, the Brazilian people are between in a crossroads. Either we support our sovereignty, regardless if we are left or right-wing supporters, because Alexandre Moraes, all the arguments that Elon Musk used, yes, he can be totally right about Alexandre Moraes. Still, in the end, he is a judge of a sovereign body of Brazil. So, which means that in the end, like we say in law, dura lex sed lex, this is a Latin saying that we have, which means in the end, the law is the law. Regardless if it is unfair or not, we have to obey it. And when you have a person like Elon Musk making these kind of bold statements against Brazilian authorities, then at the same time, we should all ask, when did Elon Musk ever make such kind of comments? For example, against the Chinese authorities. Mm-hmm. So he's choosing now Brazilian authorities, first because he doesn't intend that it's not expectable that he wants to go to Brazil. Otherwise, if it was the case, I can sure tell you that if he puts a step in Brazilian territory, it is highly likely that he gets arrested for inspiring the Brazilian people to riot and to protest, to create and to promote a civil and social unrest from the Brazilians towards their own government. And if we remember how the last presidential elections took place some months ago, then maybe we think that this is quite of a sensitive season in Brazil, because there's a country of around 200 billion people that's divided in two, right-wing supporters and left-wing supporters. And now comes Elon Musk. Yes, their freedom of expression is at stake to a certain extent. But in the end, it has to be the Brazilian people to confront their own politicians, not inspired by Elon Musk or by any other foreign personality.
Was there an option for him to go through an official channel and say, well, then I will appeal this to a higher court because you are censoring the speech of your people? Could he have not done it this way?
No, there was no alternative because it was already a decision taken. This last decision from the Judicial Court of Brazil comes after X rejected to comply with previous decisions to block some specific accounts and to delete specific what was considered to be hate speech messages on Twitter. So because he rejected to comply with that decision, in the end, what they say is, if you don't want to obey to our decision, then there's no other alternative. You can't appeal any other future decision concerning this problem. You will just be blocked from being in active in Brazil. So that's basically it. Although he can go to the Constitutional Court, to the Supreme Court of Brazil, because it's not considered an appeal, it's more like a complaint in order to demonstrate that his own freedom of speech and his own access and activity of X in Brazil is in jeopardy with no explanation whatsoever.
But you could make the case that the Brazilian government now is retaliating by going after Starlink and saying, well, then everyone will be punished and won't be able to access Starlink. We saw this play out in Florida with the punishment of Disney. And so are there laws in Brazil that prevent this type of retaliation?
Yes, there are these kind of laws in Brazil too. And basically the story that's being told of those who support the government in Brazil is that Elon Musk is pursuing this kind of mission against Brazilian sovereign authorities because of the recent deal that was made between President Lula da Silva and the Chinese President Xi Jinping concerning the exploration of lithium in the country. So what's being spread in Brazil presently, and to a certain extent it makes sense, is that Elon Musk is not happy whatsoever with the opportunity to be put away and being separated from the opportunity to explore himself this kind of natural resources that Brazil has. So in the end, whatever happens to the X, there's only one solution to this, which is for X to comply with the decision of the judicial body.
Well, you and I like to use X a lot, and we know that X is still a conservative place for what you can and cannot say. And so if X had already allowed those accounts to go forward and had not censored them, what was the content? Can you give me a summary of what it was that the Brazilian government really doesn't want people to talk about?
For the time being, I wasn't able to find what kind of messages were here. But what has been debated in Brazil over the last months is that any kind of messages, for example, of supporters of President Bolsonaro or any other right-wing movement that the left-wing extremists see as being hate speech or something that denies the ideology of gender equality, so on and so forth, this is considered to be hate speech in Brazil.
Okay.
By left-wing authorities. So here we have a huge problem, which is all these messages that actually represent the freedom of speech, freedom of opinion, whatever you want to call it, they can be punished by Brazilian authorities because they accuse X to spread this kind of ideas that they consider to be false ideas, not according to what the ideology of the government says, and to inspire people to spread more hateful speech. So basically, according to what I found out so far, was these kind of messages were suggesting that there was fake news behind it, and at the same time, hateful speech. But the notion of hateful speech in Brazil is kind of inspired by the woke wave too, because in Brazil, if you try to say anything against, for example, gender equality, anything concerning a race whatsoever, all this will be considered to be hate speech. Right. So it's very tricky, the situation in Brazil presently.
Trans ideology is really strong in Brazil. A lot of it, the more extreme cases, in fact, is born there. We've seen.
And you see the violence. You look at the violence in the country, and it's kind of worrying because you see the only the only aspect that people usually have in common is if they are supporters of President Bolsonaro or supporters of President Lula da Silva. This is a major concern because basically we have a country divided in two trenches, the left wing against the right wing, and all the judicial stuff is inspired by politics, just like that. That was how we have Lava Jato in Brazil. That's why we have now this judicial investigation against former President Bolsonaro. So all everything of that takes us to the judicial sector, all this is inspired only by political factors, yes, not by criminal factors.
But we see here it's the Brazilian people who would lose. They would lose access to free speech, access to a platform, a global platform to connect them to the world. And we see this. I don't see any way that the Brazilian people come out on top of this. Do you?
No. What I've been witnessing now is that Brazilians, especially those that support the continuation of the activities of X in the country, they really see this as a threat to the freedom of speech. And I totally agree with them because it's a bold decision that even if we can discuss the how legitimate it was the decision against specific accounts, in the end, you're blocking everything of X, either if they are legitimate or not. So of course, this is an attack against free speech. Of course, this is an attack against a person and a company which has been related with conservative movements. But even if they are conservative, that's the right Elon Musk has to be. The same goes for the X network. You can't just block everyone, even those left-wing supporters that want to have something to say on X, just because few accounts were not blocked and X did not comply with the decision. Do you know what this reminds to me? To me, this is the continuation of what Kim.com actually represented with Napster, because back then he was not also responsible for the contents that people used to share on Napster, but in the end he was the one who was punished. Napster was punished even if it was sharing legitimate files, so on and so forth, and probably Kim.com was the first to open this kind of discussion and these kind of problems between sovereign authorities and specific companies that are yet so popular that the politicians are afraid to lose their power and their powers to these companies.
Yeah. Well, this is a really tricky one. Thank you so much for your context on this. You can follow Alexandre Guerrero. He's got a YouTube channel that is definitely worth following. It is in Portuguese, so you have to do subtitles. Or you can follow him on X with his full name as well, right? Or what is your X handle again? Well, we've
yes,
got it.
AT Guerrero.
Okay. Thank you again for coming on Redacted. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Always a pleasure to take good care.
I really hope you enjoyed watching this video. You know, YouTube thinks that you'll actually like this next video right here. It's personalized based on your own viewing habits. So if you watch the video, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think about it. And we will see you next time, everyone.